Moving along is item I, court facilities, court financial contributions, action item. We invite Kurt Soderlund and Giselle Corey to present.
Oh, goodness, good.
Thank you, Chief. Yes, this involves the court-funded financial requests and the recommendation of the council to adopt new court-funded facilities requests in specified circumstances and make related delegations and reporting requirements applicable to the trial court facilities modification advisory committee. There are five recommendations, which I will briefly summarize. Recommendation number one deals with adopt the new CFR procedures for new Superior Court requests, and this is for lease-related costs, Rule 10.8.10 allowable costs, and other facility improvements that would fall outside of 10.8.10. This would be for leases that the AOC holds and accepts. The term would not be more than 5 years. Lease renewals would be seen as new. There would be provisions for a blanket CFR made up of multiple projects, but not to exceed $15,000. Recommendation number two is the delegation to the Trial Court Facilities Modification Advisory Committee the authority to approve CFRs. So that's really nothing new there. Instruct the Trial Court Facilities Modification Advisory Committee to provide quarterly reports to the council. Approve the revised CFR form as included in your package. Direct staff to seek approval from the Department of Finance to transfer dollars into the Court Facilities Architectural Revolving Fund. Recall that the council suspended the existing CFR process last December and directed the ADOC to report back in June of 2013. This was deferred for 2 months so we could get further information from SEAC. The staff is also directed to reassess, survey the courts, do a financial analysis on their capabilities to sustain these leases. There are 70 leases at this point in time, of which 53 of those 70 will expire in the next 3 years unless renewed. Due to the fund balance policy and economic conditions, we do not expect the new CFR program to be as robust as the former program, as robust. Giselle is here to answer any questions about the survey results that were sent out to all the trial courts.
Thank you.
Hi there. So if you have any questions.
Yes, David Yamasaki.
I don't have any questions, but I just wanted to weigh in on this issue. We certainly appreciate, Court Executive Advisory Committee appreciates the opportunity to review and weigh in and offer some language changes that were in fact incorporated, and we're very, very pleased with the outcome. The courts, executive officers that participated in this process represented courts from small, medium, and large courts and from various jurisdictions, so we had a pretty good cross-representation of folks who weighed in, and we're very pleased with the final outcome. So thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Alexander, then Mary Beth Todd.
I have a question about number five, which is this Court Facilities Architectural Revolving Fund, which I just learned about when I went to Glenn. What would it be if it went from the AOC to that fund, and how would the monies go in and come out? And has anybody talked to the Department of Finance about being willing to do that?
Yeah, the process is that for us to move any money into the Court Facilities Architectural Revolving Fund, we have to engage and get the approval of the Department of Finance. What happens when those projects are completed, then the money gets returned to the fund in which it came from. So if the estimate had been for whatever a project or lease of $50,000, and then only $40,000 was spent, then that $10,000 difference would revert back to the fund of origination.
Yeah, and if I can clarify a little bit, what we're envisioning currently, the appellate courts and AOC and the executive branch uses the architectural revolving funds for planning for future moves and relocation expenses associated with those moves. It's one-time expenses, not ongoing expenses. And so you're able to, the AOC and appellate courts can use this place money, such as salary savings, into the fund. And then when 2 years down the road you come to the completion of the project, you can use those resources to pay for those expenses, those one-time costs. So we are engaging Department of Finance in the discussion whether the trial courts will be afforded the same opportunity and be able to place funds into the Architecture Revolving Fund to plan for these one-time expenses for when they do move into the new courts or relocate to a new lease. So,
and this did come up in our Friday standing meeting face-to-face with the Department of Finance last week, and we had discussions along those lines.
Yeah. Mary Beth Todd.
Thank you, Chief. I did have the opportunity to participate in the drafting of the procedure, and I support the procedure. I think it's necessary for courts to be able to do business, to be able to lease facilities, to be able to make some of these smaller facility modifications that they're able to support themselves. And the procedure itself, I think, is fine. It's written at a very high level, but there is one concern I have, and I see it not only with these type. I've seen it as we delegate issues to advisory committees, and one of those is that the advisory committee will be approving these CFRs, but I don't see anywhere where it addresses the adoption of a policy or setting forth criteria on which the advisory committee will be weighing and measuring these projects. And I think that's very important from a transparency point of view for the branch as a whole and the individual trial courts that might be making these applications. From what I understand, it is a relatively routine process, but not everybody knows that. And if for some reason their request was denied, and it might be for a very legitimate reason having nothing to do with their project, but perhaps the fact that AOC just doesn't have the resources at that time to manage that project, I would want to make sure that we do have that criteria set forth so that it's very clear this is why it wasn't approved. We followed a criteria. So that it's very transparent. People know going in what they'll be measured against, and when it, for whatever reason, it's not able to be approved, they know that the clear reason why, and that they were treated the same as every other project. So I just want to emphasize the importance of those policies and criteria.
And I can pass on those concerns to Judge Power.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't see any further hands raised for discussion. Is there a motion by David Yamasaki?
Second.
Second by Judge Jacobson. No further hands raised. All in favor of adopting the recommendation?
Aye.
Any opposed? Matter carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.